Another goo-less episode. I know the folks have been stoked to have a goo-free month for the most part. Now we're into March, and that means a very special episode with a very special non-goo guest. But before we get there, Billy D, in honor of today's episode, I ask you for your favorite sloppy steak in Boston.
Well, if you're going to slop them up and slop them up right, my favorite place to get an actual steak is Morton's. It's the best one, best quality, go ribeye. But if I'm going for the atmosphere, if I'm looking for some young ladies, it's Del Frisco's. That's got like the best like vibe that's not like old and Viagra-y.
Yeah, and everyone knows that. That's a like total name brand place, too. You can't go wrong with that. So, ladies, if you're looking to slop it up with Billy D, you know where to find him.
One, two, three, yeah! Jaws 3.
Mac and Goo.
King of Queens.
Mac and Goo.
Meryl Streep.
Mac Goo.
Entertainment.
I'm Mac, sitting here with a lovely, lovely co-host, Billy D.
Hello. Happy to be here for what I think is going to be the best bracket anyone releases this month.
I'm so excited for it. You came up with this idea like a week ago, maybe. Yeah, probably about a week ago. And I said, totally in, perfect for next week. And I don't know if we did a March Madness last year. I don't remember. We definitely did one a couple years ago. We might have taken a year off. I'm not so sure.
I think it was cartoons.
Did we do that last year?
I think it was.
I have such a bad memory. It's fucking horrible. But yep, this year we are doing I Think You Should Leave characters. Probably not enough. I don't think there's 64 sketches. We could do a field of 32 for sketches, but that might be hard to cut down. Instead, we swerved it. We're doing a full 64, field of 64 characters from those sketches, seasons one and seasons two. And Billy, tell the folks how you got here, how you decided which characters to list, basically.
Yeah, so the process was I basically just watched the show and started writing down everyone who made like an impact on the scene. And at the end of season one, I was pretty judicious with how I picked them too. Like there's some sketches that don't have anybody, and there's a lot of sketches that have one person. Like you said, there's 55 sketches. I got to like 83. And then like I just took off ones that were so ancillary, like the people in the stable of stars that weren't Tim or the impersonator, like the main one, the Johnny Carson one. And I kept the captions on too to get people's actual names, like Matt Alex. Brilliant.
Yep.
Like the black guy who gets the impersonator. Like I thought it was like my friend Alex, but no, his name is Matt Alex, which I think adds even more comedy to the sketch because like that's just such a pretentious ass name.
Yeah, for sure. And so I was intending on helping you with naming characters, and by the time I even thought about watching an episode, you had done the whole list, a full two seasons, and then you narrowed it down from 80 something to 68, and then I came in, narrowed it down. I had the tall task of getting from 68 to 64. You had also pretty much seeded everything as well, so I didn't change much. I just threw them into the bracket. I added one character and made a couple changes, but that was really it. Because ultimately, here, you know, the seeds may have a number, but they don't really matter. You know, people can vote for whoever they want to vote for. It's just essentially a top 64. The seeds are just there to create matchups. So without further ado, we'll show you the stream here. Or the bracket, I should say. And it looks great, first of all, in the Mac and Goo colors. Let me go full screen here. We've got four regions. The top left is the AOL Blast region. The bottom left is the Corncob TV region. Top right, you've got the Buff Boys region. And bottom right, you got the Tables region. I did my best here to spread, of course, you know, Each seed or each number has four characters. I did my best to spread the Tim characters out to try to get an even balance of Tim in each region. Mm-hmm. And I also went out of my way to like do Tim versus non-Tim matchups when I could, but that's obviously hard to do. Well, I would venture a guess and say like probably at least half, if not 40 of these characters are Tim characters.
Yeah, because he's in almost every sketch. Like the new Joe one is one of the ones that comes to mind immediately, like that he's not in, but
right. He's
in every one of them and he makes an impact. And I'm glad you spread your seeds because that's what we try to do.
Yeah, especially you and I out of anyone in the dork shared universe here. All right, let's get into the AOL Blast region here. And we'll run through the seeds. We'll talk quickly about the matchups if we need to be and then we'll talk about maybe Elite Eight and then move on to the next one and circle back at the end. Our one seed, and you can argue maybe the one seed overall here in the AOL Blast region, is of course Santa Crashmore facing off against the 16 seed Galactic Cafe Gary. That's the Tim Heidecker character in that sketch.
Yeah, and this was the one when I sent it around to buddies who are fans of the show that had the biggest problem with Santa Claus slash Crashmore being one. And I was like, technically two skits.
Yeah, and technically two skits. And I think probably the most quotable skit from season two.
I mean, maybe the most quotable skit that there is. Yeah, fuck him. True. He said that. Like, everything is quotable from this. Everything's a quote.
And I, you know, sometimes I have a hard time too, because you, I, goo, hashtag dork, in our little pocket universe and group text and whatnot, we definitely love Crashmore maybe more than most and make so many references. So maybe we have a skewed vision of it. Mm. But she'd have a cock on the planet. When Goo and I ranked season two sketches, I think I originally had this like 16th or 17th. And then when I re-ranked them after a few weeks, this shot up to like two or three.
Yeah.
Like this, the rewatchability is so good. You pick up something new every time. So I have no issue at all with Crashmore as a one seed. The 8-9 matchup in this region is Motorcycle Tim. Oh, yeah. There's motorcycles. And Lev from in the gift receipt sketch, which is also a Tim character.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just good stuff right there.
Jacob doesn't touch it. The 5-12 matchup in this region is Patty Harrison's character from the Capitol Room. She's the 5 seed. She hates bald boys. facing off against the 12 seed, the credit card roulette loser. I don't know if he had a name. You might have put the name down, but this, I just made it a little shorter so it fit better. He's the one that hates playing credit card roulette.
Fuck, I should have lied. I think Patty's a dark horse.
For sure. For sure. Very strong 5 seed. Very quotable as well. And I told this story the other day. I don't know if you were reading it. I have a friend who I didn't know was an I Think You Should Leave guy. And we walked up to the first tee playing golf together. And right before my first tee shot, he goes, I hate bald boys. I just fucking lost it. Tee shot went 50 yards right.
Made you thought you were back in the pants.
Our 4-13 matchup in this region is Ron, the Tim character from the Laser Spine Specialist one, which is a very underrated, strong 4 seed. Facing off against the 13 seed, the Turbo Team. The Turbo Team in general making it in here.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the ones that I threw in there because it's one of the first sketches you see. It's pretty memorable. But like to the gift receipt one, there was a ton of like named characters in that one that you're just like, meh. I think the Turbo Team has a lasting impression on you.
Yeah, the gift receipt sketch is maybe my favorite sketch from season one, but it's definitely a sum of the parts. There's no one great individual character. Our 6-11 matchup in the region is Doug, the fucking skunk from the Dan Flash sketch, facing off against our number 11 seed, Tim, Pink Bag Tim.
You know what? The more I watch the Pink Bag Tim one, where it's like where they're trying to like dump meatballs back into my balls and put cake batter back in my penis, like he's an 11. But the more you watch that, just you bombing up your pretty little lunch, like it's a great character.
Is this supposed to be a joke? Our 3-14 matchup, our 3 seed is Reggie, who is the one who did the Bozo dub, who I could see him, like, for me, he's maybe almost a borderline one seed because I love that one so much. But I could see people not liking him so much. The Bozo one, I think, is a real polarizing sketch.
Yeah, I think we'll find out, like, the allegiances for I Think You Should Leave fans. And hopefully this catches wildfire so everybody share it. But the guy he's going up against at 14, I think if it wasn't against Reggie, he might be a dark horse too because Ron Tuskler... I bought my wife a Sibian. I watched it with a group of people for the first time, and we had to pause because when that line came out, my buddy laughed. Like, he couldn't continue to watch. He was laughing so hard.
When I was going through these, this is the one that made me laugh out loud most. When you went out of your way to put Ron Tuspler, .58, I fucking lost it.
Because it's the Claire's video.
Oh, it's so good. Strong 14 seed, that's for sure. Our 7-10 matchup is Sam Richardson's Baby of the Year host character. Not my favorite sketch, but this is like a perfect Sam character.
Yeah, and he has a very similar one. Like, that, it's not a repeat character, the host of Buff Boys, but it's in the same vein.
Yep, facing the number 10 seed, Friday Night Tim. Friday night. I'm thinking that we just might. I'll tell you, that's so catchy. That might carry him all the way into the Sweet 16.
It's so good, and it's not a great sketch overall, but to get to that point, like the drive that it literally takes you on is ridiculous.
It, just the random turn from the sketch into him singing at the funeral.
I gotta go sing a song.
Then finally, our last matchup in this region is the 2 seed. Mike, this is Tim and the Dan Flash's sketch against the 15 seed, Michael Patrick Porkins.
Battle of Mikes.
So quick takeaways from this for me. I think the toughest call for me will be a potential round 32 matchup between Ron from Laser Spine Specialists and Patty from the Capital Room. Mm. That's a tough one. The winner of that could go all the way to the Final Four. But my Elite Eight matchup here is Santa, the 1 seed, against the 3 seed, Reggie, who did the dub, or Bozo did the dub. I feel like, though, a dark horse here could be Friday Night Tim.
I actually have Capital Room Patty and Reggie going pretty far. I have Reggie making it out of the bracket.
Wow, I like that. I like that. So you got a 3 seed in the Final Four there. That's nice. Our next bracket up here is, bam, Corn Cob TV. Our 116 matchup here is Carmine Liguzio, a.k.a. Carl Havoc, against the 16 seed, Jacob from the gift receipt sketch.
I mean, I think it's a one of one. I think this is a clear cut. He had 2 characters. Both of them carry the skit and are fucking hysterical. And it's not often you get names for characters, because a lot of them are like Hot Dog Tim. Right. This has 2 fucking... Carmine Liguzio is on a hilarious name. Carl Havoc is even... I don't know if it's better, but it's equal.
Oh, it's amazing. And the like, that sketch is, I think, the natural one to be everyone's favorite the first time through. But it had staying power, too. And the line that always gets me on the rewatch is the chin. What about the chin?
Well, you wouldn't know, Craig.
Our 8-9 matchup in this region is loving husband Scott, played by Paul W. Hauser. He's the big fat guy in the Jamie Taco sketch, facing number 9 seed Russell, who is Tim in the Cho Jeans.
And honestly, Julie was probably one of the biggest omissions of the list. But I mean, the PW Hauser dude, like, if he was in maybe a different spot, he'd go further, but yeah. I think he makes it one round.
Yeah, you did have Julie in your 68. Yeah. I cut her at the end. That was definitely a tough cut. I just like the way he says Julie. Our 5-12 matchup, the 5 seed Chunky, and the 12 matchup Blues Brothers, or the 12 seed Blues Brothers Tim.
This is an upset Bruin. I mean,
this could
be a
5-12 for sure.
Because Chunky is great, but he's really just like the. Like, he's the thing that gets built around, but it's really the other two.
Right. Right. He's more recognizable, probably. The 4-13 is Corn Cob TV Tim, and against the 13 seed Babysitter Blame Tim. That's a strong 13 seed as well.
Because that skit is not everyone's favorite, but he's fucking hysterical. They don't matter.
The cop said, like, she doesn't matter.
Not real what? People.
Our 6-11 here, speaking of Chunky, the host of the Chunky Show, Dan Vega, played by Tim, is the 6 seed. The 11 seed is the wife from the Magician Suck sketch, played by Cecily Strong.
I mean, that is one of the best, like, female characters in the entire series, because when she turns around in bed and, like, all of a sudden the tone of the sketch just changed, basically pulled your little dick out. And jerked it off till nothing came out, because you were like, boy.
Her and Vanessa Bayer, who we'll also see in a few minutes, are probably my 2 favorite SNL cast members of the last decade. They're just so good. And they're playing a lot of the same characters most of the time, but they're so good at that one type of character. Our 3-14 matchup here, 3 seed Calico Cut Tim, you got to give, against 14 seed. This is the one addition I made, the creepy plane guy, Will Forte.
Yes, I had him and I eliminated him. it's one of those sketches that I will show people first to get them into the show, because it's such an easy premise and it kind of like eases you into the outrageousness of it. But it has, I think, the least staying power out of any of the sketches.
I totally agree with you. I only put them on there because I know some of the one-time watchers, that's like one of their takeaways is that sketch. So I shoehorned them in there. Our 7-10 seed here, or 7-10 matchup, the 7 seed, and this is a great first round matchup. 7 seed is Robbie Starr of Superstar Track Records and Johnny, the singer of Palm Tree Girls.
Palm Tree Girls, palm tree guys. And like, again, this is one of those ones, if they weren't matched up against each other, because I see Robbie Starr going a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, I liked this first round matchup here to combine the juice. Yeah. Right? If you love that sketch, you can get behind the winner of this matchup. Don't give it to Johnny. You know,
let me talk about it.
Palm Tree Girls of Palm Tree Guys.
Moon River Rock.
Moon River Roll. In our final matchup in the Corncob TV region here, the 2 seed game night, Tim Heidecker character, I believe his name is Howie, and 15 seed Troll Boy.
Troll Boy.
Not win the Little Buff Boys competition.
Can't be Troll Boy. Yeah, why it can't be Troll Boy, right? And like, I put him in there specifically because it's just such a good call out. And if you have like a younger, like if you have kids or you have like me, like nieces, he pops up in Disney Channel shows all the time. Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking funny. That's good. I loved him in there as an inclusion as a 15 or 16 seed.
Yeah.
Just to get his ass absolutely slaughtered here. So. This 2 seed, Tim Heidecker in this sketch might be the single best character in the whole 2 seasons of the show.
Well, because he is one of those things, and I'm watching it now. It was that thing that Dork recommended, the Paul T. Goldman.
Davey's recommendation. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a David Guest type character. Right. Like, it's so like, this guy sucks and he's awful, but like, we all know somebody who is this fucking guy.
It's so true. So true. Making references that he thinks you should fully understand and you have no fucking clue.
Like when we talk about, I think you should leave in 20 years at a party and nobody will know what the fuck we're talking about.
The line that always gets me on the rewatch is from the host who says, the gazpacho soup burned your lips.
It warmed up.
Sorry. So Corncob TV region, I think in the lead 8 here, I'm going to have Carmine Liguzio against Tim Heidecker's Howie. Those are my 2 favorite seeds from the region, the 1 and 2 seeds for a reason. The toughest call for me, I think, is going to be a potential Sweet 16 matchup here between Carmine and Corncob TV Tim, because the Corncob TV Tim also has Coffin Flop, so that might play into it. So it's not the character necessarily, but it's what he says surrounding that. That's going to be a tough matchup to call. But I like 2 dark horses in this region as well. Cecily Strong's character, the 11 seed, and then that 13 seed we were talking about, the babysitter blame Tim, is also a great seed.
So I have, I think it would be my Sweet 16, maybe. It would be Carmine, Corncob. Cecily goes pretty far. She goes to my Elite 8 against Robbie Starr. I feel like those 2 characters are beloved, and I just think the Cecily Strong one.
Yeah, those two would be Sweet 16 on that bracket. And then the top you would have Carmine probably.
Because, like, the magician sketch without her is nothing.
That's so true. Yeah, she does carry that. All right. Our next region up, we've got the Buff Boys region, spearheaded by the number 1 seed, Ruben from the focus group, who might be the most famous of all the side characters that have come from this, facing off against the 16 seed, Meredith's old grandfather, which I think is a very strong 16 seed.
I didn't know your old grandpa used to be a piece of shit. Oh, a battle of 2 like elderly people too.
Yes, this was a good first round matchup. For
sure. I love the pairing there.
Yeah, I know everyone loves focus group Ruben, so I won't pretend that Meredith's old grandfather would win. But if he was if it was a little higher and he faced maybe a 3 or 4 seed, I might have Meredith's old grandfather winning.
And I love focus group Ruben, but I think he is one of those like seeds that would be like the paper tiger, like, because he is great and he carries the sketch, but like, he's been so like polarized and like championed by I Think You Should Leave people that he's kind of taken on a life of his own.
Yeah, and he's definitely the one that like Netflix has pushed on Twitter after the first season too. So he's obviously gotten a number of like cameos from that as well. So he's people could have fatigue, I guess. Our 8-9 matchup here, the 8 seed, Principal Tim, the character wearing the TC Tucker, and Tim, the driver's ed instructor.
Two of his, you can't say the two of his most outlandish characters because they're all outlandish, but the way, again, like Principal Tim is somebody you might have come across, like it's not a joke. Like,
it's not like the Snuggie.
The driver's ed Tim is really one of the best characters because, yeah, like, it's one of those things where he doesn't know how to say the words. I don't know how to hear any more about the tables. Just tables.
It's when he purposefully uses bad English, it fucking kills me. It's so good. And I like that he's playing that role a little more subdued. Both of these roles, actually. Yeah. Like, he's not going out of his way to be outlandish. Just the character itself already is. Our 5-12 matchup here, the 5 seed, is not Billy, a.k.a. Tim in the
Bones
day...
Money.
Yeah, the day, I forget the name of the song.
The day but, Robert Palin's murdered me.
Yes, there you go. The country song, not Billy, against the 12 seed Jamie Tacco.
And again, Jamie Tacco, if not for going up against a heavy hitter, Jamie Tacco, even in the small, like, I'll bust your freaking head.
I worry people will also think that Jamie Tacco, because people are idiots. I worry if they think he's the husband character.
Yeah.
Just because they maybe have only seen the sketch once or twice. But Jamie Tacco definitely has the namesake to carry a couple wins in here. Our 4-13 matchup in the region. The 4 seed is Sam Richardson's host of the Little Buff Boys, of course, in the Buff Boys region. And the 13 seed is Tim from the Loaded Nachos sketch.
Who's carved up? Who's carved me? Who's carved him?
Look at his crop.
What a crop.
The Loaded Nachos sketch has come up more than I would like to admit since I've seen the sketch. It's relevant to so many situations where you're sharing food with people.
You just heard about the rule. And like, what? That is like, that, yeah, I was just going to say that is an underrated part where he just keeps going, what?
The 6-11 matchup in this region is Patty Harrison's character from the New Printer sketch against the 11 seed Choking Tim.
It's actually a good pairing because I think they might even be in the same episode. And the New Printer Patty, I will give Rossi credit for championing this skit because I was like, this is the dumbest fucking skit ever. But now it's one of my favorites and it's like made Patty Harrison a beloved person to me.
I'm smarter than you. Oh. I know that. Our 3-14 matchup, the 3 seed is Brian. This is Brian, Safari Flaps Brian, against the 14 seed, Taffy Lee Fubbins.
If Taffy Lee Fubbins doesn't win this bracket, I will kill myself on live TV. And I think I think we were talking about this with another skit, but the Brian's Hat skit might be technically, like, construction-wise, one of the best skits I've ever seen.
The idea of it is so fucking funny. Using the court case to bring up the text message between two coworkers in a worker situation, a worker setting, talking about a third coworker is just so fucking brilliant. And then the cherry on top, when what makes this maybe a potential winner of the whole bracket for me, is when Brian's in the courtroom and he tries to get rid of the dice in the courtroom. It fucking kills me.
Leave it the fuck alone. But I also think, like, he is such a good character with such minimal stuff. Like,
right.
All he does, like, they do the rack focus where he's just like, what the? He maybe has, like,
what the?
Six lines.
Don't do the voice.
Yeah, that's it. But, like, his, like, acting in it, like, the Fred Astaire, like,
yeah,
role. Like,
yeah. And then him sinking down in his seat a little more. Our 7-10 matchup in the Buff Boy region. Number 7 seed, New Joe. New Joe is a great one. Facing the 10 seed, Pat. This is the Tim character from You Can't Skip Lunch.
Yeah, which is, and that's another one I got flack on. And he probably should have been a little higher, Tim. You can't skip lunch because he's in two skits as well, technically.
True.
With the hot Carver bag. Hot Bag.
Yeah.
And he is really great. And that's the, you sure about that?
Yeah, you sure about that's not why?
You sure about that? That's not why?
That's a good point, actually. That's a good point. However, I will say anything after like the top 2 or 3 seeds, they're all pretty similar.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter what order we put them in. So, and New Joe's great too. New Joe. Here's one about a duck in What does he say? Something about a stew?
He got a duck who got his head stuck in a stew or some shit. It's okay to cry. Yeah. It's a somber one.
Our final matchup in the Buff Boy region. The 2-seeded Sloppy Steaks Tim against the 15-seed Jeff from the Calico Cut Pants.
Yeah, he's the beta cuck who won't donate, even though his wife is rich. But, I mean, Sloppy Steaks Tim is in that thing, like the way he escalates the character to when he's sitting down with the mother, and then he just goes off the fucking rails.
Oh, it's so good. And plus all the flashback stuff, and when he's talking about Meredith's old grandfather too, he's like so clearly a heavy hitter in this. So he had to be a top one or two seed, I think, for this region. I think I've got not Billy, and this is one we are for sure higher on than most people. Not Billy. When he says, wait, your name's Billy too? No, that's why I'm so fucking confused. That might be the single funniest line. And probably because Dork made it so funny in the first place. I have him as the 5-seed facing the 3-seed Brian in the Elite Eight here with the Safari Flaps. I think the toughest call here is going to be the Sweet 16 matchup here between Sloppy Steaks Tim and Brian Safari Flaps.
Yeah,
Dark Horse. Maybe Jamie Taco, 12 seed.
Yeah, I have that same matchup. And then I have Focus Group Ruben versus Little Buff Boy Sam. But getting out of the region is this is probably the stiffest of competition we've seen so far.
Yeah, this is a tough one for sure. Our final region, our fourth and final region, the Tables region, spearheaded by the 1 seed, maybe my number one overall seed if I had to pick one, is Ghost Tour Tim facing the 16 seed, that dickhead, Bart Harley Jarvis.
And Bart Harley Jarvis may just get a few sympathy votes, so this might not be 100%, but just because he's comedy namesake 16.
Yeah, it's a great reference.
But Ghost Tour Tim, I think, would be my number overall one. He'd be like the Duke in its prime, because that was my first, like, I laughed at Corn Cob TV, but once he said jizz, I fucking lost my mind.
This was one of those things. I think season 2 dropped at midnight, or it might have even been 3 at the morning, midnight, West Coast time. Whatever time it dropped, it was late at night, and I started. And this is in the first episode of season 2, and I fucking lost it at like 2 in the morning watching this. Just big fat load to come then.
And you pointed this out too, which is a great point. Not only is he acting great in it, but when the other lady asked the question without a swear in it, his face, he's just like,
he's so disappointed at a wasted question.
And then the last thing, like when he raises his hand for the final question, it's with such like residence and reserve. He's like, all right, I'll do it. I'm not trying to like have anybody have the worst day at their job.
You can't change the rules just because you don't like how someone's doing it.
This might be the second most quotable.
Yeah, and then at the very end when he's gets picked up by his mom, you're like, what the fuck? Our 8-9 matchup here, the 8-seed is Can't Drive Tim versus Huge Dumps Tim named Luca. That's the sketch where he pulls the prank on his coworker.
I'm serious as a heart attack. But the Can't Drive Tim where he's just, I don't know that, do I?
That's one that I had kind of low on first time through, and on a rewatch it shot up the rankings.
His acting, like the stealing when the steering wheel hurts, it's just and the other guy does. I've seen the other guy in a few things now too, where his, like, he's me in traffic, like, you don't know how to drive.
Yeah, right.
No, I don't.
Our 5-12 matchup is the 5-seeded Professor Uribe. I know, one of your favorites. And then the 12 seed here is Vanessa Bayer's character, Brenda, from that brunch sketch.
I think Brenda might be my worst seeded person because she is hilarious.
Hilarious. Bayer's hilarious every time she opens her mouth. And that sketch is so perfect. And I believe that's the second sketch in the whole entire series.
Yeah.
After the door one. So that hits you right in the face, and it's pretty memorable for me, but I definitely love Bayer more than most. So I think I might have a first round upset there,
which is crazy too. Cause Uribe, I think, you know, if this gets to the masses, he's beloved.
Yeah. People do love him for sure. Give me that. our 4-13 matchup, the four-seeded mafia movie Tim, 1,000 plastic meatballs, against the 13-seeded Garfield house girl, who is also a very strong 13 seed.
Bring a hot dip. I said bring a hot dip or something.
Our 6-11 matchup here is Hot Dog Tim, very strong 6 seed, against Charlie, who is the husband in the Cecily Strong magician sketch.
Yeah, probably one of his weakest sketch characters, but on purpose. He's playing like the beta male.
Exactly. He lets Cecily Strong shine there. Our 3-14 matchup, the 3-seeded Patty Harrison character from the Tables Driver's Ed sketch. This is like impossible, a character that is impossible to describe to someone. Like the way she is put forth in this sketch, you just be like, you have to watch it. I can't describe it to you.
And technically, it could be 3 different characters. We don't know. Right. It's the same person. It might not be the same character.
Is that the same person? I don't know. if she's facing off against the 14 seed, the Johnny Carson impersonator.
Which is like, it's such a small thing, but he's hilarious. And it's probably not even him doing it's the best part. But when the guy comes into the end, it just goes, oh my God, the Carson's passed out on the couch.
So good. And speaking of our 7-10 matchup here, the 7-seeded Stable of Stars, Tim, he's the one that owns Stable of Stars, facing off against the Honk If You're Horny guy, the Honker, Connor O'Malley's character, is the 10 seed.
That's a tough matchup, too, because people like O'Malley, and like that character is just him crying in the car, right? Yeah. That might be good enough to win a round.
Oh, it's so good. For that low, low price, he can hit.
He can.
That O'Malley character is good, though, and he plays like such an outlandish character in that sketch, as opposed to the one in the Blues Brothers sketch where he's like a total straight man in that sketch.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. In our final matchup here, the 2-15, the second seeded Triples Is Best, Bob Odenkirk's character, against the 15 seed, the host of the Ghost Tour.
Yeah, I mean, that's an obvious win for Heidecker. And I feel like if Odenkirk, that's my bad there. But I feel like if Odenkirk was in a different bracket, he might go all the way to the end, or at least damn near close. He gets pretty close in mine, but him, like, in this sketch, I didn't like it first. And then, like, you watch it, the funnier and funnier and funnier it becomes, because his facial expressions, and like, you can feel the desperation. Like, and now one of my favorite things to do out of nowhere is just be like, tell the kid. No matter what, tell him.
This is one of the few characters that I want like a backstory to, you know? Yeah. Like, I've made one up in my own head, but I love, like, you're like, man, this character is so interesting. I need a backstory on this character. So
did you see those fake AMC like mini documentaries they did for Better Call Saul?
No.
So they do like a background thing where it's like a fake, like Forensic Files of like, with like interviewing the real people. Like, I would do like a 3-minute documentary on his life.
That would be perfect. I would love that. Elite Eight matchup coming out of this region. I've got Ghost Tour Tim coming out of the top. Out of the bottom, I think I got the 6-seed Hot Dog Tim.
Ooh.
It's just, we're all trying to figure out who did this. Like the visual gag of it, the guy in the sketch, which obviously isn't him, wearing roughly a hot dog suit. That
Paul.
Of course, yeah, yes.
Even Carson, though it might not be Dave, it's a different name in the sketch, but it's Paul who's in a bunch of the sketches.
Yeah. And the fact that Carson Wentz essentially wore that same suit traded to the Commanders absolutely killed me. But I the Hot Dog Tim just absolutely kills me. So I think I have him coming out just for that visual alone on the bottom. But I'm pretty sure I'm going to have Ghost Tour Tim coming out of the region. Toughest call for me, though, is that first round 5-12. Uribe versus Vanessa Bayer's character. And because I think Bayer's a dark horse if she wins that matchup.
She is, because she can go pretty far, and like it's not only is she a good character, but it's also the relatability of the sketch to like the influencer culture and the posting on Instagram culture.
Right, exactly.
That, like, that is another one I would show to people early, because it's
perfect,
so relatable.
Social commentary.
But like also like the wet sacks of shit, like the visual imagery is fucking, like, I don't know how they do it. Like, I don't know how they come up with it.
Right. I mean, that had to have taken 30 takes to get it without other people laughing while she was saying it.
basically like the same thing. And like my one of my favorite things might be like Boo caught me sleeping, and the character's reaction just goes, "You're sleeping. Not sleeping."
All right, let's circle back here to our Elite Eights. Mm-hmm. I think I've got Santa / Crashmore edging out Reggie from the AOL Blast region, making the Final Four. In the Corncob TV region, I'm going to have Brian over not Billy. Did I get that region right? No, sorry.
That's Buff Boys.
Yeah, that's Buff Boys. I'm going to have Tim Heidecker's Howie over Carmine Liguzio coming out of Corncob TV. And then in Buff Boys, I'm going to have Safari Flaps Brian edging out not Billy. And then the bottom in the tables region, I'm going to have Ghost Tour Tim edging out Hot Dog Tim, giving me a Final Four of Santa, Howie, Ghost Tour Tim, and Safari Flaps Brian.
All right, so we're pretty similar. I got Capital Room Patty actually going in AOL Blast to lose to Reggie and Bozo dubbed over. And then Carmine Liguzio versus Cecily Strong. Carmine Liguzio is going to win that. So it leaves Reggie versus Carmine on that side of the bracket. And I'm going to give it to Reggie because
I like that.
Just when I did it out and thinking more and more about it, like the dual role of him in that sketch, like where Bozo did. That's what Bozo was saying.
No, Bozo did the dub.
And his face, too, when he can't think of, I don't know how to search for it. It's like so funny, though.
And then the idea of the day before, right? He goes home and creates this and then voices over the whole video, too. Hope nobody fucks my mom. And then his coworkers realizing that he did the voiceover. It's so good.
It says it was uploaded at 11 a.m. and it has one view. And then in Buff Boys, I got Focus Group Ruben losing to Sloppy Steaks Tim. And then tables, I got Ghost Tour Tim beating out Triples is Best, leaving Sloppy Steaks versus Ghost Tour. And then it's Ghost Tour and Reggie in the final.
Love that. Yeah, I think I've got Santa over Heidecker on the left side to get to the final. And then Ghost Tour Tim over Safari Flaps to get to the final, with Ghost Tour Tim defeating Santa, a.k.a. Crashmore, as my winner.
I have Ghost Tour Tim, too. I think that's – I don't think that'll be a lot of people's, but I think that sketch for, like, our specific group kills it.
Yeah.
I think you could – like, I would love to see, like, people submit brackets, like, ahead of time and just see, like, what their final is.
Yeah, I'm super excited to see what people come up with here. And it's one of those brackets that I could legitimately argue for like 45 to 50 of these getting to the Final Four, you know, and I love that. I'm not going to have any bones to pick with anyone's Final Four or anyone's winners here. So these brackets will be out sometime in the next few days. Episode will probably be out tomorrow. I'm interested to see what Goo thinks, because Goo has also very strong I think you should leave takes, and of course the Dork Boys as well. But for you guys at home, look for this on the Mac and Goo Twitter account at Mac and Goo Podcast. Billy, where can the people find you?
We have a defunct podcast floating around. It's PCP. You can find that on all of the podcasting places. And then tonight at around 8:30, me and my boy Joe, who actually came up with most of the names for the region, so shout out to him. He was just on fire naming them off there. We do I've Heard It Both Ways, them Pineapple Boys. Will be doing season 5 episode 13 tonight.
Love that for you guys. All right, I wish I had an outro to play here, but I don't. Goo fucked me. Fucking fucked me. One comment in here, Andrew Carr said, or two, he's got a couple. He likes Ron Tuspler and his Sibian getting to the Elite Eight, and he likes Ruben and a runaway to get to the Final Four in the Buff Boys region. So let us know what you think. That's been it. March Madness 2023.
Please flip the cassette over to side B to continue the adventure.